Tinseltown. Only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Kia ora, Fabian Fanboy. How are you?
Well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Just ticking along. How about movies? Have we got anything good happening at the moment?
Yeah, well, theatres are open in other parts of the country, and there's a new New Zealand film in theatres in other parts of the country today.
Cool.
Called Lowdown Dirty Criminals, which I believe is going to come out in Auckland either next week or the week after, depending on what happens.
Got you.
So I will review that when it comes out in Auckland, because we are an Auckland-centric station, aren't we?
That's the one.
But there is a new film on Netflix that I watched and have reviewed that I thought I'd talk about.
Cool.
Called Project Power.
Project Power. What is that about?
Oh, man. Is that just the most depressing film title you've ever
heard? I know. I was going to say, it kind of sounds like some sort of group assignment, you know, where you're like, oh, let's just come out with the title quickly. I don't know what this could be about. It sort of doesn't give much away.
Yeah. It's something that involves Microsoft Excel.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a big budget superhero film starring Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt and a young actor named Dominic Fishback, who is really good in a show called The Deuce.
See, this sounds much more promising. They should just call it that. They should just list all the actors and not have that title.
It's about a new street drug that is emerging. That is a pill that you take that gives you superpowers for 5 minutes, or it might kill you.
Ooh, okay. Bit of a roulette.
Which is not, you know, it's kind of a cool idea. But the film is expensive looking and not particularly memorable. It's entertaining, but it to me it sort of highlights how when Netflix do their Netflix originals, they just sort of seem to want to cover every genre base.
Yeah.
And they go, we need to have one of those kinds of films and one of those kinds of films, one of those kinds of films, and then they're like, okay, so we'll make one of those kinds of films. What, like, and they're like, don't tell me how you're going to do it, just do it. You know?
And just take the money and run.
When you said that this is a, you know, you take the pill and it goes one of two ways, I can't help but think of The Matrix.
Yeah, it's walking in some big shoes.
I know it's a different kind of premise, but, you know, it feels very...
Yeah. These are both parts of the pill-taking genre, sure.
Yeah, it sounds like they've definitely followed in the wake of some maybe more memorable films, at least.
Yeah, it takes place in New Orleans, and as I said, they've spent a lot of money on it. There's some big action scenes, but Netflix movies just sort of, with exceptions, they just kind of have a generic quality to them that it sort of doesn't feel like anyone sort of was compelled to make this film. They were assigned to make the film, you know?
Yeah. I do know what you mean. It's a bit like the stock photo kind of thing, isn't it? It's like, we need a superhero movie, so let's just bang one out.
Yeah, and that's not the craziest idea ever. I mean, it's kind of a cool idea, and it's a bummer that it doesn't really go any place interesting with it. I was entertained, but I was not blown away in any way, and every time I thought something cool was going to happen, it didn't. Now, Machine Gun Kelly, have you heard of Machine Gun Kelly?
I've heard of it, but I couldn't tell you anything about it. It's just a name that's been floating through the ether.
He's a rapster, man.
A rapping man.
He's just showing up in more and more movies, and he's now Megan Fox's boyfriend. And I'm just like, how did we as a culture allow Machine Gun Kelly to rise to prominence? I'm not sure if I'm on board with the existence of this young man. But he's in this film as well. And it was actually co-directed by Henry Joost and Ariel Schulman, who made the original Catfish documentary way back when, and which I was absolutely blown away by when it came out, and then it, you know, became a TV show. And they've gone on to make scripted films. A few years ago, they made a film called Nerve that was like a teeny bopper version of The Game.
Right.
And they have a visual style that is nice looking. They like to give their films a fluorescent tinge.
Cool.
And the camera jiggles about. Like, there's a scene in this where there's a gunfight and blood gets splattered on the camera.
Ooh, I'm never sure if I like that as a style choice or not. Does it work in this case, do you think?
It was kind of the most interesting thing that happened in the whole film.
you've just given it away then, the best scene.
It is something that I am similarly like. I'm not sure if breaking that fourth wall worked for the film or not, but it feels like something that documentary filmmakers would do.
Okay, I see what you mean. So they've kind of coming from that angle and applying it to a fictional superhero romp.
Yeah, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt is okay. There's a scene in this film where he does a Clint Eastwood impersonation, which is a bit awkward. But he kind of slips in and out of a New Orleans accent. Jamie Foxx is okay. Dominic Fishback, definitely the most interesting thing happening here. But not an amazing film, but diverting enough for it.
I've got to say, I think in level three, my brain can only really handle movies where I don't have to do a lot of thinking. I've got one friend who's really leaning into the art house movies at the moment, which is awesome, but I just haven't got the capacity. So kind of the Netflix bog standard is pretty good for me right now, I have to say.
I know exactly what you're saying, and in that criteria, Project Power is probably for you.
Excellent. Well, I'll put it on my list then. Thank you very much for that, Fabian Fanboy. Looking forward to hearing about some New Zealand movies when we are able to watch them in the cinema as well. So we'll talk to you next week.
Choice. Talk to you then. See you later.
See you later.
Bye. You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Project Power.